I am a member of Generation X, the folks born between 1965 and 1980. Any other Gen Xers out there this evening? There's gotta be some, yeah. We grew up in a glorious age of animated Christmas TV specials. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer came out in 1964. How the Grinch Stole Christmas in 1966. Frosty the Snowman in 69. Santa Claus is Coming to Town in 74. The Little Drummer Boy, The Year Without a Santa Claus, Twas the Night Before Christmas. They are all from that era and have been enjoyed by kids and adults alike for decades now. Now, I didn't mention one of the most popular cartoon Christmas specials of them all. Anyone able to fill in that blank? A Charlie Brown Christmas, yes. First broadcast in 1965. The story behind the special is pretty interesting. It was produced on a very short timeline with some unconventional moves, like not having a laugh track. Most of the people involved thought it would be a ratings disaster. As one animator said after watching the final cut, "My golly, we've killed it." The plot is pretty straightforward. Charlie Brown, as he often is depressed. He just can't feel the Christmas spirit. And he becomes even more troubled by the commercialization of the season and greed he observes around him. As part of the preparations for a play the kids are putting on, Charlie Brown buys his now infamous Christmas tree, that sad little sapling with hardly any needles on it. Everyone makes fun of the tree, and Lucy calls Charlie Brown dumb as the group walks away laughing at him. In frustration and disgust, Charlie Brown cries out, "Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?" Linus is the only one left listening to Charlie Brown. "Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about," he says. And then Linus takes center stage and begins sharing the story we heard just a few moments ago from the Gospel of Luke. It's a lovely scene as a sweet little child's voice recounts the events of that first Christmas night. But as many times as I've watched this scene over the years, I hadn't noticed something that makes Linus's storytelling even lovelier. You know, of course, that Linus carries a blanket around always. He is mercilessly teased about it. Children and adults and even Snoopy the dog conspire often to get it away from him. Linus and his deep attachment to his security blanket is the plot or subplot of many a Peanuts storyline. He never, ever lets go of it. Except he does. As Linus speaks the words of the angel of the Lord to the shepherds in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night, as he speaks the angel's greeting to the men who were sore afraid, "Fear not," Linus drops his blanket on the ground. And with a smile on his face, he continues the good news of great joy about the birth of a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. It's Christmas Eve again already. Time for us to retell the good news of great joy ourselves. To celebrate Jesus' birth in word, in song, by sharing a meal of bread and wine, by lighting candles in the darkness. We come together in this place from a world that is so hard and so harsh. Wars and other violent conflicts are raging in Ukraine and the Middle East and multiple places in Africa. Homelessness in the United States is at a record high. Fentanyl and other drugs are ruining lives and entire communities. Our politics are coarse, our economy is not great. Social media is having profoundly negative effects on young people. And there's all the other stuff close to home. Physical illness, a terminal prognosis, depression and anxiety, chronic pain and suffering, lost jobs, tenuous finances, struggling kids or grandkids, difficult life transitions, burying a parent, burying a spouse, family estrangement that just doesn't seem fixable, regret, guilt, anger, loneliness. If we could get away with it, we all probably would be carrying around security blankets like Linus does, something to give us a small measure of comfort as we live in the midst of such brokenness. God knows we humans are always latching on to things, holding on to things that make us feel safer, make us feel better. Whether it's money, status, control, power, prestige. But here, tonight, we are invited to let down our guard, to drop the false security we try so hard to create for ourselves, and to open ourselves up in trust and hope to the babe in the manger. For he, God made flesh and bone, God made vulnerable, he is the only thing, the only one who can save us. Christ is born, a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. And because of that little baby who will grow up to still storms, cast out demons, vanquish evil, and defeat death on a glorious Easter morning, we have nothing left to fear. That's what Christmas is all about, my friends. That's what Christmas is all about.